Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. With hundreds of deaths from COVID-19 in November alone, many South Dakotans find themselves considering how they would like to be cared for in the hospital. The conversations about life, quality of life, advanced care planning have, quite frankly, shifted during the pandemic, even for families who don't have COVID. The type of care is important because it gives patients an option for pain management and higher quality of life while they're still pursuing curative measures. Sabina Cooper-Schmidt has spent quite a bit of time identifying ways to provide advanced care planning and palliative care conversations to South Dakotans. She's an assistant professor of nursing, chair of the Interprofessional Health Education Center, and a project director of a statewide program working with healthcare professionals called Palliative Care Quality Conversations. And she joins us now on the phone. Sabina Cooper-Schmidt, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Let's talk about what palliative care is and what it isn't at first, just to ground people who haven't heard of this or are confused about it. How do you define it?
Yes. Palliative care is really, for our purposes, we define it as an interprofessional approach to healthcare that focuses on improving the quality of life and reducing suffering of patients who are faced with serious illnesses, and also includes their caretakers and often family members and loved ones.
Yeah. So in my life, this is I think of it through personal experiences as starting when there was a conversation. And at that time, we all, you know, my father was in the hospital. We all sat around a table, and Dr. Peterson Henry with Sanford said to us, tell us about your dad. What's he like? And I think the question all took us all off guard because so much was happening. It'd been such a long time since somebody had just said, so who is this person? That it took us a moment to recalibrate ourselves. So talk a little bit about how families, you know, who are dealing with a loved one who has a complicated health problem can get sort of swallowed up in all the different doctors they talk to and the different decisions that have to be made, and what palliative care can do to sort of refocus.
Yes, it's an important question. And very often, palliative care involves a whole team of people. That's why I mentioned the word interprofessional. Yeah. You can also think of that as multidisciplinary or interdisciplinary, or in other words, it's easy to see that when at the end of life, or actually when you're faced with a really serious condition, that may not have a very quick solution that's often addressed through acute care. The answers that acute care provides are simply not sufficient. So you have to involve a whole team of people. And that healthcare team will have to consider many other questions. They have to think about the patient themselves. That's the most important thing. They have to consider the patient's wishes. They have to honor the patient's wishes, or they should at least try to honor the patient's wishes and to respect the patient's autonomy. That's what we're trying to achieve. We're always trying to make this patient-centric in palliative care. And that involves many, many components. That involves the care team as well as the families or the caregivers. You know, the patient will have a certain ideas about who should be involved in his or her care, and they will have at some point, the patient will have hopefully expressed these wishes and told someone about that. And that someone who knows the wishes and is informed about the wishes of the patient will play a central role in this process and will have to be integrated along with the caretakers, such as along with clinical caretakers such as physician or the nurses. Nurses are very often the trusted caretakers that are at the center of this whole picture. And then there's people who the caretakers at an at a nursing home, perhaps, or a caretaker that comes into the house. Sometimes it's someone like the mailman who notices that the mail hasn't been picked up. And these are all people that are at some level involved in inpatient care.
I want to jump in because I really want to make sure we have time to ask you how some of these conversations are changing in the time of COVID when people are worried about hospital capacity or you can't gather around the table like we did, you know, in the before times, or when somebody is, you know, the decisions that they might have made are now different because of COVID-19 and that they might change their mind. You know, weekly, there was lots of people when this started, they said, absolutely, I don't want to be on a ventilator. And now maybe they've changed their minds as the success rate is different. So my question to you, Dr. Cooperschmidt, is, you know, how have these conversations shifted during the pandemic?
Yeah, I can't tell you from my personal experience because I'm not a clinician any longer. I'm in academic nursing. So I really haven't had the resources. I haven't had to talk to patients. However, our coalition that we have generated is making these resources available for caretakers. So this is really our initiative at USD. We have brought together a coalition that we're calling Palliative Care, Supporting Healthcare Decision Making. And this is a coalition of clinicians and even anybody who might be interested in participating. Like I said, if it's the mailman or if it's the receptionist at an office, at a doctor's office who has noticed that a patient is not coming in, so we have received funding for a project there that educates the personnel who are involved in helping people in rural areas to define what their plan for palliative care should be or how to help others who are involved in caring for palliative care patients. So this is actually my role in bringing together this statewide coalition of palliative care workers.
Dr. Sabina Cooperschmidt, our time is short today. It's the beginning of a very important conversation, and I'm wondering if in just in the last 20 seconds you could tell us, like, you know, how important is it to have these family conversations now, especially in a time when we're all kind of considering hospitalization and mortality in new ways?
Yeah.
Very quickly.
So to talk about the family, I think these family get-togethers that everybody is hopefully entering into, whether it should be through distant platforms or in person, are actually very useful. You should have a conversation, especially if you are immunosuppressed or in the risky classes of people. You should have a conversation with your what we are calling a proxy, a healthcare proxy, the person who is informed, and that could be anybody. That could be your spouse. It could be a child. It could be a distant relative. It could be a loved one. It could be a friend.
We are going to have to. Yeah. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. We are going to have to leave it right there and come back to this conversation at another time. Dr. Sabina Cooperschmidt with USD. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.